Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news. Brought to you by Element FM. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element FM and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. Today's headlines reveal just how fast the intersection of gaming, entertainment, and technology is transforming the world. Let's start with international affairs. As U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent announced a new framework designed to address long-standing security and privacy concerns over TikTok. With this agreement in place, TikTok will continue operating in the U.S., reflecting an ongoing balancing act between national security goals and the spirit of technological innovation. For TikTok users and content creators, this move provides a welcome sense of stability, leaving space for creativity to flourish rather than shrink under regulatory pressure. The government's decision is being watched closely by both Silicon Valley heavyweights and entrepreneurs, as it might set a precedent for how other foreign-owned apps are handled in the future. Shifting gears, let's talk financial markets. Tesla's stock leapt upward this week after CEO Elon Musk purchased approximately 2.57 million shares, investing nearly $1 billion of his own funds. The substantial buy-in generated strong investor confidence, especially following recent market instability and questions about Tesla's future direction. With Musk's signature mix of audacity and assurance, the move signals continued faith not only in Tesla's innovations, but also in its leadership. In political developments, former President Donald Trump stirred debate by proposing the discontinuation of quarterly earnings announcements for public companies, a potentially radical shift from current norms. While some executives welcome the idea of less frequent scrutiny, others point out that transparency remains critical to investor trust and healthy market operations. The conversation highlights the larger, ongoing questions regarding transparency, accountability, and the evolution of corporate communication. Moving into gaming, one of the week's biggest stories was the debut of Borderlands 4, which stormed to the top of the UK charts amid huge anticipation. The game's success has been fueled not only by its bold narrative and irreverent style, but also by early buzz around the upcoming Nintendo Switch 2 release. This confluence of hype highlights how hardware launches and major titles now drive excitement and spending across multiple continents. Speaking of buzz, the collectibles market witnessed a jaw-dropping event. The legendary Pikachu Illustrator card was sold for a staggering $5.3 million. The record-breaking sale not only underscores the continued vitality of Pokemon as a brand, but also the growing appeal and sheer financial scale of trading card communities worldwide. Looking ahead, gamers are already marking their calendars for some monumental releases, led by Grand Theft Auto 6, set to arrive in May 2017. Rockstar's blockbuster series is once again expected to redefine open-world action and draw in both new players and series veterans. Meanwhile, Marvel fans have even more to get excited about, with a flurry of new titles on the horizon, including rumors about interconnected projects featuring iconic characters like Wolverine and Venom. Another standout story this week comes from Clair Obscur, Expedition 33, which surpassed 4.4 million copies sold, cementing its reputation as a major Game of the Year contender. The innovative blend of storytelling, artistic flair, and gameplay offers a glimpse into how modern titles push boundaries while appealing to both critics and players alike. Mobile gaming also flexed its muscles this week, with releases like Cookie Run, Kingdom, and the rapid-fire action of Junkyard Rush Racing, attracting millions of downloads worldwide. These games reflect the sector's explosive growth as more players seek out portable, on-the-go gaming experiences. The technological backbone of the shift continues to evolve, particularly in the realm of virtual sports betting, where new platforms are revolutionizing how fans engage with their favorite competitions. Gamblers can now enjoy real-time odds, immersive visuals, and community features, blurring the lines between digital entertainment and traditional sports fandom. For fans of narrative-driven adventures, there was major news from Spike Chunsoft. The highly anticipated remake of Danganronpa 2, titled Danganronpa 2x2, is officially in the works for TWALS. The reimagining will feature new scenarios and gameplay elements, while remaining faithful to the core suspense and mystery that captivated players the first time around. Capcom has also fueled the excitement with their announcement of Monster Hunter Stories. 3. Twisted Reflection, launching on March 13, 2026. With its rich narrative and refined turn-based combat system, this upcoming installment is already gathering momentum as a must-play for new and returning fans. Capcom further expanded its presence on next-gen hardware, revealing that Resident Evil Village and Resident Evil 7, Biohazard, are both coming to the Nintendo Switch 2 in 2026. This move gives horror fans even more options and cements Capcom's commitment to bringing acclaimed franchises to broader audiences. Innovation in the tech world isn't limited to software and games either. Nano 11, a more nimble version of Windows 11, has launched with a focus on speed and performance. Designed for users frustrated by bloatware and resource demands, Nano 11 provides a streamlined alternative for power users and budget-conscious gamers. At the same time, hardware giant Western Digital announced price increases on hard drives, citing surging demand from the gaming and data storage sectors. As games require ever larger installations and developers push for higher fidelity, the importance of robust, affordable storage solutions can't be overstated. In a subtle but significant lifestyle trend, Dyson and comparable companies have unveiled the latest in advanced air purifiers, championing indoor air quality as a non-negotiable pillar of healthy living. Consumers are now more informed and selective, leveraging tech not just for entertainment, but for well-being in their everyday environments. Turning back to the gaming industry's internal dynamics, frustration surfaced recently as developers from Hell Is Us openly criticized Team Cherry for radio silence about Hollow Knight, Silksong. This dispute spotlights the value of clear, consistent communication and how a lack of updates can erode community goodwill, regardless of a studio's reputation. The challenge for developers is real, balancing creative vision with the need to keep passionate fans in the loop as titles evolve. In film news, recent box office failures have forced studios to reconsider their marketing strategies and approaches to reaching audiences, especially in an era where video games increasingly outpace movie launches in both hype and sales. This cross-pollination is inspiring ambitious game adaptations of popular franchises, creating a feedback loop between moviegoers and gamers. In a striking sign of cultural progress, unmarried female celebrities like Lauren Graham and Mindy Kaling have become powerful role models, challenging stereotypes about relationships and personal fulfillment. Their visibility in the media arena reflects wider shifts in societal attitudes toward family, independence, and diverse life choices. Innovative games like EA Sports FC 26 underscore the industry's drive to incorporate new mechanics and VR experiences, pointing toward a future where immersive, interactive gaming is the norm rather than the exception. Meanwhile, the continued growth of player-created mods and cooperative features in mobile games highlights the move toward more community-driven experiences across genres. Sony has doubled down on its dominance of the single-player market by emphasizing narrative depth and quality storytelling in Marvel's Spider-Man 2 and other major release. Their focus on strong storytelling not only differentiates their offerings, but also appeals to an audience hungry for memorable, cinematic adventures. This week also saw a historic milestone in anime cinema. Sony's Infinity Castle shattered records by grossing $70 million at the US box office alone. The film's runaway success points to the growing influence of Japanese anime in global entertainment and signals a generational shift in audience tastes. Over on Xbox, celebrations for Halo, Reach's anniversary rekindled renewed interest in one of gaming's most beloved franchises and raised questions about when and how the legendary series might return to the spotlight. Player feedback continues to shape games in real time, evidenced by the Valorant community's positive response to the removal of the polarizing Breeze map, which many felt had become stale and unbalanced in competitive play. Studio listening and responding to player concerns is fast becoming a foundational expectation, fueling transparency and collaboration between fans and developers. On a more creative note, The Elder Scrolls Deathrood, Morrowind's iconic in-game book, The Lusty Argonian Maid, got fresh attention following comments from its writer about the freedom they enjoyed in crafting subtle, comedic lore. This anecdote reveals how creative liberties and humor can add unexpected depth and replay value to even the most expansive RPGs. The strength of indie gaming was also on full display, with new releases on Steam such as Wanderlust, Neon Fighters, and Solitude all making waves. These titles illustrate the vitality of the indie scene, which remains a hotbed of innovation and experimentation outside the scope of big-budget studios. Looking at upcoming releases, both Hop and Marty and Hades 2 were featured in media coverage this week, each promising fresh takes on gameplay mechanics that blend nostalgia and novelty. These games demonstrate how the industry is always in motion, constantly iterating on what's worked before while never standing still. Not all news is about smooth launches and player satisfaction, though, as illustrated by concerns raised by Marvel Rivals players over inconsistencies in Magneto's mind control powers. The call for clear communication and balanced mechanics is once again at the forefront, since competitive games live and die by their fairness and developer responsiveness. In sales and events, Nintendo maintained a strong presence by rolling out significant discounts on blockbuster franchises and indie gems, further lowering barriers to entry for new gamers. These targeted promotional efforts not only boost engagement, but also reinforce Nintendo's position as a welcoming platform with options for every type of player. Another major source of speculation comes from rumors that Insomniac's Wolverine and Venom titles will coexist within an expanded gaming universe, with both slated for a 20X release window. This strategy could unlock new storytelling possibilities and deepen the Marvel gaming experience for fans who crave interconnected worlds. The rise of these interconnected projects is emblematic of a wider trend: the entertainment industry's increasing embrace of shared universes, cross-media narratives, and synergistic marketing. As we wrap up this episode, it's clear that rapid technological progression, shifting market strategies, and deep cultural transformations are rewriting the rules for both creators and consumers. Government policy, investor sentiments, and consumer behaviors are all being shaped in real time by these multifaceted changes. For everyone, from game developers and hardware manufacturers, to casual fans and media execs, staying informed is now more essential than ever. Checkpoint cleared. Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.